What potential bidders are bidding on is genetics from bulls or females with embryos, and yeah, they're just bidding on their genetics.
How much do you pay for genetics?
Genetic prices range from anywhere from, you know, $300 an embryo through to, you know, $2,000 an embryo, whereas semen straws, you know, paying from $15 through to $250 a straw.
And where are all these buyers coming from?
So we've had a lot of interest throughout Australia and throughout worldwide, huge numbers that showing that Australia's genetics are hot on, you know, the worldwide circuit.
Why don't you think genetic sales like this have really been done before in Australia?
Genetic sales may have not been done in the past because the physical logistics of getting people organised and, you know, this sale has taken, you know, 18 months in the making and, yeah.
Are people prepared to pay for something they can't see? They're buying genetics, not an actual animal.
Yeah, you know, we're not new to this. We have, you know, semen reseller companies selling genetics where people physically don't see a bull. They're importing genetics from USA, Canada, you know, worldwide countries. And they're bidding on things like breed plan figures and they're bidding on, you know, conformation and type and phenotype. So this embryo sale is not new, but it's new to the industry that it's a, you know, it's focused just only on genetics.
What happens if the pregnancy fails? What's the logistics of that?
Okay, so with this sale, we're guaranteeing a 50% conception rate of the genetics. So if they're bidding on four embryos, we'll guarantee them that they'll get two pregnancies out of this.
So they could still be losing money, though?
Yes and no. You know, if everything falls in the right order and you know all the stars line up, we expect, you know, good numbers. And you know, we're using registered ET technicians that they're skilled and trained in their own profession, and yeah, we use them and hope to get a good result for people.
But are buyers here aware of that they could potentially lose two embryos? It's possible?
Yeah, that's the risk that, you know, the industry does take. With embryos, there is a high price to take, but at the end of the day, they're getting brand new genetics, new to their herd, because they're focusing on a female and sire line, not new to their herd.
It's fair to say this is probably one of the quietest bull sales I've ever been to. Groups of people sitting around tables, quietly poring over catalogues and making their choices. One of those potential buyers is Bruce Thomas, a stud owner from Montana in the US. But Bruce, this isn't exactly new for you.
No, it isn't. We've seen this type of a sale in the United States for maybe upwards of 5 years. Some are transitioning to this, but in my opinion, this is the new norm in marketing cattle.
This is the future.
This is the future, yes.
Bruce, when you're at one of these sales, what is it about genetics that you're looking for? How do you know how to make a good buy?
Well, let's deal with the first part of your question, and that is, what is it of the genetic makeup that I'm looking for? The key word is I and or each individual. Depending upon their management and their environment, they without question are going to need to incorporate different genetics. We're all looking for that for functionality. Functionality being calving ease, being growth, being pounds of beef that we ultimately take to the marketplace. And at the end of the day, we hope that we get adequately rewarded / paid for that. So,
do you ever get it wrong? Do you sometimes buy some genetics and only to have that animal grow up and realize, oh, hang on, we've got the wrong stock here. This isn't right.
I wouldn't use the word that this isn't right so much as it may not have met my expectations. We put a lot of homework into it, pre-purchasing, whether it be on an embryo or a semen or a live animal basis.
So you're basically looking for some Australian genetics to help boost your herd back on?
Yes, provided that it meets our criteria, of course. And I hope not. I didn't. Hopefully, people don't hear me as being too critical of that. I mean, again, each producer has their criteria that they need to meet to fit their customer base.